Today we jump back into the Old Testament, to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
Oh Father, thank you for the great light of your Son Jesus. In this world of darkness, how he shines. That great light is a fire of revival for my weary heart. Praise you, Father, praise you. Amen.
Today's thought comes to us in the form of a little poem written by my wife. The light of the world shines over every mountain and stream, into all the nooks and crannies in children's dreams. He shines brighter than the morning sun, such a bright sight, our wonderful Redeemer, our guiding light.
Today's action. Let your light shine in this world of darkness. Today's treasure is found in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
Isaiah 9:2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of the death, a light has dawned. Who's guiding your life in this new year? Is there a great light that walks before you? In Isaiah, we're told that God will walk before you and he will walk behind to protect, and that we're not to rush in or to run away in fear. As you enter into this new year, as the first month grows to a close, who's your light? Who's guiding you, my friends, tonight?